about one of each.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion to... Let's not reconsider.
Already voted on it.
Yeah, so it's reconsidered. Is there a motion to reconsider item C?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
On reconsideration, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. What we did is now we brought that original motion back on the table. Now, on the original motion, we want to vote no, folks. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Yeah, because it's back on the table.
Why don't you amend the
vote? All right. Well, amend. Mr. Fowler.
All right.
You need to amend.
I will amend the original motion.
And that to be
to
one
be
bench?
One bench, one trash receptacle.
Is all the required amenities.
Okay. Yes.
Who is the second?
Second.
All right. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries with the required five votes.
Well, I'll make a comment that I did ride my bicycle.
Oh, that was
O'Reilly's last week.
Vote on the main motion now. That was to amend it.
Oh, absolutely correct. That's what you're asking the attorney. On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Jesse. Okay, we move on to D. A motion to waive the standard required standards under 15-3.0353C4 pertaining to sidewalks. Mr. City Engineer. Yeah, just did. Benches?
I would like to add sidewalks, and should I add curb here, too, for the frontage along Minnesota Avenue?
Second.
Okay, let's read this for a second.
Which number?
All right, so on page 5,
17.
Item 17, last sentence. For review and approval, it includes a pedestrian connection from the front entry of the building to the sidewalk along South 27th Street, preferably at the far northeast corner, and provide a sidewalk property line to property line in the easement along Minnesota, connecting to the sidewalk on 27th Street, and provide curb and gutter along Minnesota.
Yes. I'll make that motion.
Second.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353C5 pertaining to pedestrian walkways. This is requiring painting and et cetera. This is we just did that one.
We've run one before.
No, we're on 18 now.
A motion to waive the required standards under 15 pertaining to walkways. Mr. Deedle, which condition is this?
D is for the facade along the building. We were talking about the connecting street. There's two of them.
I have E. My motion is D.
This is the walkway along the building.
E is sidewalks along the entire length.
I got two D's then.
They're supposed to be in order. Same as the agenda.
Sorry, folks. Actually, I got three E's. I got three D's.
There you go.
Where? Sidewalks. Pedestrian and bicycle access.
Not the letters E.
Walkways. Pedestrian access. And furniture. Let's go by the.
Yeah, same thing. It's just.
Are you okay?
Yes, we're
18, which is pedestrian considerations only, oh, along the length of the facade, excuse me. My apologies to the people in the audience. And that is E. Okay. We are doing my motion E, which is a motion to waive required standards, as I just announced, pertaining to pedestrian walkways, which relate to the entire length of the facade. This is moving the parking out, so there's walkways along the building. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
We all clear as mud? All those in favor of the motion, which is item 18, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. My apologies to your legal secretary. Item F, which translates to
19.
Bicycle and parking and pedestrian feature. Which one does this relate to, guys?
It's on 17 still, isn't it?
Joel.
We're trying to make sure that the code section referred to in the motion matches the code section listed in the draft resolution.
City attorney
bicycle
says it does.
So F refers back to condition 17 as there in the resolution. Different sections that were closely related were combined due to the staff recommendation, or the condition within those was the same. He provided the staff recommendation portions of those conditions. Make sense?
No. I used to
what
be
he's saying, so, Mr. Mayor, is that a motion to approve this particular waiver under sub F on the agenda could be made subject to the same terms and conditions in the motion for subsection E, or the immediately preceding motion. He's nodding his head. That's what it means. Do the same vote, except it's for the next item.
The next item being F.
Correct.
Is there a motion to waive the required standard? I'm glad you understand this. I used to be college educated. A motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353E pertaining to bicycle parking and pedestrian furniture. Is there a motion?
Second.
Commissioner Hogan, you made the motion?
I did.
Thank you. Commissioner Morrow.
Just a quick observation. Last weekend, I was working on my vehicle, and while it was disassembled, I needed to go to the parts store, so I rode my bicycle to the parts store. So I'll go with the group on this, but I would like to see a bike rack.
Where you were? No.
You got a big parking stall.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 5 required votes. Is there a item G, a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353F1 pertaining to landscaping. What condition is this, Nick? Flat roofs, pediments, windows. Okay, it relates to 18.
Material. Oh,
so move.
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355A8 and 9 pertaining to building character and design standards. This relates to, 19?
So move.
Break up the roof line.
So the additional architectural will be included if we approve this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll come back to staff for approval.
Okay.
Alderman Denny. Is there a second?
Yeah, so move. Second.
Any discussion? Alderman, Commissioner Hogan?
I just had an itch.
That used to be Alderwoman Mayer's thing. She'd do this. And then she'd pause, and I'd never know when to quit. Commissioner Fowler? You were just...
Haley, I was scratching.
Haley. Is there something at that end of the table? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, a motion to waive the required standards under 15-30355B.3A and C pertaining to building materials and colors. This relates to 18.
The other part, number 19.
19. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner.
So Morrow. again, this means that you can enforce the additional ones.
Yes. So one part was actually the roof line, and the other part was the actual facade of the building.
I understand.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, a motion to waive the required standards under 15.30355B.6 pertaining to change in relief of the building. This relates as well to 19. I'm guessing.
19, yes.
Got it right. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
Second.
Hogan and Haley. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. A motion to waive the required standards under 15.30355B4B pertaining to roof materials, parapets, and roof pitch. This is also 19.
It's 20.
It's 20, but it's related. Very similar standards, but it's different standards.
Motion.
And it's also the roof line.
Motion regarding this?
Approve. Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355B7A, B, and C pertaining to windows? This relates to?
One.
Yeah.
Staff is recommending yes, subject to the addition of sill for the bottom. No changes.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item M, a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355B8D pertaining to pedestrian accessibility. This is obviously 22.
Mm-hmm. And we're not asking for anything on this one.
Motion. Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. For those of you neighbors, we waived standards but required higher compliance with those conditions. So instead of, well, we waived the two-story height requirement but made them fix the parapet so it doesn't look like a block building and that kind of stuff. So we enhanced, we took away and we enhanced. Okay, now on the special use, which was subject to the public hearing, is there a motion to recommend the approval of a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for approval of a special use for an auto parts retail store upon a property located at 7251 South 27?
Just a quick question. This is probably for the city attorney. Under item 8, where we talk about a minimum of 8 canopy and shade trees that will be added, as they are not going to be doing a stormwater, I'd like to just be able to inform the council that those 8 canopy trees, if there's some language we could add here to let the council know that those canopy trees are going to help with the stormwater management that they are lacking on the project. I don't know if that's, is that possible, city attorney, or is that not?
So we got to.
If you wish. We do the common council action sheet, and sometimes we'll put a brief summary, just a sentence or two, saying, in addition to the motion, the planning commission said this.
I would like to add the statement that the...
It's not a motion. This was stated, this was mentioned during the discussion.
Does that need to be approved with the resolution, or can it just be added?
As long as it's just a fact of what you said, it doesn't need a motion or nothing. Right. Only if you want to strengthen it to a recommendation, you can vote on that.
Or we can do it this way. Any objection to Commissioner Fowler's request to the Common Council?
I support it.
Seeing none, we'll just do that. Mr. City Attorney.
How about under 8A, which is the minimum of 8 canopy shade trees, before the period, put a parenthesis to impart further assist in stormwater management.
That would be,
close parenthesis.
Would have been my recommendation.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion or motion to include that language? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
Thank
carries.
You.
Good job. All right, back to the motion that I just read. Is there a motion to approve special use?
So move.
Second.
Discussion and a motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, all right. There you go. It'll be on the Common Council agenda 2 weeks from Tuesday. A week from this coming Tuesday, 2 weeks from last Tuesday.
Jesus. Mayor?
Sir?
Can we ask, is it too late to ask the applicant, I think he's here, if he has any strong objections to what we're doing, or is that something for the council?
It's a little late now.
Okay. Never mind. Just asking. He didn't say anything, so.
Okay. Move on to item C2. Woodland Prairie condominium units, a reduction in the number of condominium units. Mr. Dietl.
Special public hearing here also.
Mr. Fuchs. Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 5th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall on Houston Land Bus Davis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 3132 to hear public comment regarding application by Rick and Ron Development LLC for an amendment to a special use permit for reducing the number of condominium units from 44 units to 32 units. The original site plan included 13 buildings, 2 6 unit, 5 4 unit, and 6 2 unit buildings. The applicant is requesting to revise the site plan to include 15 buildings consisting of all 2 unit buildings, except for building number 4, which it has already been constructed, the 4 unit building. An additional building type is proposed as well, and associated landscaping and lighting changes are anticipated upon property zoned R8, multiple family residence district, located at 6700 to 6799 South Prairie Woodland.
Is there a representative of the applicant here? Okay, Mr. Dietl, highlights.
Again, the location of the property is shown on the screen, corner of Lovers Lane and Prairie Wood. This is a condominium development that's been approved a number of years ago. Only a couple of the buildings, as a public hearing notice, only a couple of the buildings had been constructed. That shows all of the buildings that were approved, but not all of those buildings have been built. So now they want to react to the changes in the marketplace. There's more interest in two-unit condos than the multi-four and larger condos. So they're changing most of those two now. So as public hearing noticed again, it will be more buildings but fewer units. So the density changes because by units. The landscape surface ratio didn't change a lot. They are going to have to change the grading plan a little bit because the buildings are more buildings that change the grading plan. We'll have to do a retaining wall, so we have conditions in our recommendation. Staff is recommending approval of those conditions. I should also mention that so there'll be a little bit a new building style, so to compensate for the larger buildings being a little bit different, the smaller building, some of them will be a little bit different than the other smaller buildings. So again, staff doesn't have a problem with the staff's recommending approval with those conditions. Also wanted to mention we did receive a letter from Menards. Our staff's understanding of reading that letter was it's just Menards wanting to let everybody know that, hey, we Menards are here, so when new people come here and complain about the noise and lights, Menards is already here. I think that's at the end of the letter.
That's how I read it. So for the record again, Menards is just informing the new residents that they're there. They want to be good neighbors, but they also have a business to attend to. So that Mr. Deal put it in the file. Okay, it's properly noticed public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Again, 3 minutes. Give us your name, address, and speak your piece. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject? Come forward, give us your name and address.
My name is Dan Ellenbecker. I live at 6800 South 109th Street. I have two questions right off the bat. What kind of retaining wall and where do we look here?
Mr. Deedle?
It's roughly the same location as the existing retaining wall, the north. So there's an existing retaining wall there. They will have to remove it. And it's going to be a slightly different shape, but it's going to be approximately that same location, a little bit larger and a little bit taller. Okay. Because it's taller now, it's over 3 feet. I think it's just 3.5 feet or something. It does have to be reviewed by the engineering department.
Is that to prevent soil erosion?
Yeah, because there's a wetland really close to that corner. And so they can't grade or fill within the setback from that wetland. So they have to stop the grading right at that line. So you can see a real faint dotted line there where the retaining wall is going to go. It can't fill or grade past that line.
Okay, my second question is additional building types. What types of building are you talking about?
It's going to be a combination. It's an architectural thing, so it's going to be a little bit different arrangement of the brick and stone and the facade of the building. I don't know the other specific examples of the differences.
Can you show them, Nick? Picture's worth a thousand words.
So this is one of the new building types. The other new building type is substantially the same as the previous model. However, they just revised the floor plan. So the interior is different. This, however, as Mr. Gio said, it resembles, it's the same building materials, just arranged in a different patterns.
All 3 units? Strictly residential?
2 units.
Yes, strictly residential.
Okay.
And then I could mention, too, they'll have to do a condominium plat to reflect these changes as well. So that's one of the conditions as well.
It's 2 units because nobody wants to live in a middle unit with no windows. That's why. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing. Commission members, questions? Commissioner Fowler?
Joel, the applicant has agreed to those conditions.
We're not aware. We have not heard anything. They did a copy of the statute.
This is a former municipal judge. If he had an issue, he would.
That's what I'm assuming he would have said. Yes, I'm assuming.
So. Okay. Sir, regarding Woodland Prairie Condominiums Unit Number Reduction, Special Use Amendment, is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend Resolution 2006-6217, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for Woodland Prairie Condominiums, formerly Carlton Creek Condominiums, that's what I remembered as. Located at 6700 to 6799 South Prairiewood Lane, to reduce the number of condominium units from 44 to 32. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on. Thank you, folks. That's it. They'll be on the Common Council meeting a week from Tuesday, or 2 weeks from last Tuesday.
17th.
Or the 17th. Move on to item D1, a temporary use permit for Buffalo Bill's Farm Autumn Outdoor Market and Amusement Event. Mr. Deedle.
This is a new one. The next item is a repeat, but this is a new temporary use. They have a Christmas tree sales there. Now they want to expand beyond that and do some sales and some events for children and stuff. still fits within the temporary use category and doesn't really fit into any third ones. So the Plan Commission has to, recommend approval of this to move forward. It actually has to approve it for this to move forward. The only recommendations are pertaining to the fire department. They have technical standards in terms of tents and fire extinguishers and stuff. They've listed most of those conditions because this is a first-time applicant. The only thing else out of the ordinary is if this does continue over a period number of years, particularly if it continues over a period of years and grows, staff will eventually recommend that they do a special use to permanently approve this. And then we'll look at that in more detail at that time. But at this time, it's starting small. We don't see any major issues, so we still feel it's okay as a temporary use. Only if it goes over time, we can recommend it becoming for permanent approval to a special use.
It's first time, Bill, so we're going to have to do this. First of all, name and address for record.
Bill Hinkle, 9612 West Gilbert Road. And we're applying for the temporary use permit for pumpkin sales and some family come out on the farm.
Welcome. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, you know.
Just a couple of quick questions. Have do your neighbors know? Like the mayors and then the ones on either side?
They wouldn't know even if we had activities.
I recognize it's a big lot, but it's...
Yeah, no, really haven't said anything to them. I don't see any issues. The closest is probably 500 to 600 feet away. They'd be coming over the road like they have all through season. So never had a complaint from anyone. Volume that we access to our trees, so. And I don't expect a volume here. Not initially for the first years. So. By the way, if the fire issue, the fire chief, he did call our one, and he mentioned the canopy that we have. He said it's fine at this point. You know, if we started doing any type of fires, you know, we're not going to do any barbecuing, any type of issues there. So it was fine with the canopy we have. Designated we'd be using. So, any questions?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm concerned that your neighbors don't know that you're going to do this. You'd be surprised what we get complaints about.
Well, I maybe don't know. I'll tell you, I know one neighbor that he likes to complain about anything, so.
Well,
I'll give you a name. Would you like to contact him?
No, I'm not going to contact him, but I think part of the motion to approve will be a requirement that you notify your neighbors.
Oh, sure. No problem. You know, one of my neighbors, he'll always be put a sign on. The other neighbor, actually, he works for me tree season. Another neighbor, he helps me out with equipment.
That's all good.
Yeah,
but
no problem. Oh, yeah.
I'll get the phone calls, Bill. Questions for the applicant?
just real quick, I get my trees from you. Great Christmas trees.
So, yeah,
always enjoyed it every year.
Our best. Thank you.
I don't have an excuse of my kids anymore, so I have to do it myself. So. I enjoy it, but do we need to add to this? You understand that if it does become a permanent, I don't know if we need to add to this recommendation. Would that be a problem if we added to that? Or, Mr. City Attorney, we add anything that says, like, in 3 years, we're going to have to come back for a special use permit to this recommendation, or is that something that's just...
No, because it's only
temporary.
To give them a heads up.
Okay.
Not sure. You may decide not to do this.
Sure.
Or
not I didn't know if we need... Just didn't know if we needed to formally put it in this recommendation or not. Okay.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for an autumn outdoor market and amusement event upon a property located at 9612 West Oakwood Road, Buffalo Bill's Farm, with the requirement that the applicant notify his abutting neighbors of this activity in writing?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that, Matt? Seeing none. That's before you do it, not after. That's good, Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D2, Torbison Shows. Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for Holiday Craft and Gift Expo for property located at 6000 West Bryan Road?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deedle, I'd like you to look into seeing potentially who is supposed to get that email. And then I don't know if it's your department. If it's not your if it's your department, take care of it. If it's not, let me know. All those in favor of the motion signify, but you did that.
We did.
Motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.